This is incredible. I can't believe how lucky I got. I just need to reach out and pull. I think it worked. Oh, it felt so different. So special. This is the one I've been waiting for. I hope my hair looks okay. Oh, here they come. Ahem. Arise, arise, my new beautiful minion. It is I, your dark necromantic mistress of the night. Yes, yes. Wake, wake for me and push off the lid of your coffin. What's taking you so long? Do as I command. There you are. I've been waiting for you. Once you climb out of that grave, you may kneel before my boots and lick them. I cleaned them, don't worry. What do you mean, what are you doing in that coffin? That's a very independent thought for... Wait, why is your chest moving? Did you die by swallowing a balloon? You were knocked out by bandits and buried alive? Because you had gold buttons on your coat. This is a crime! No, not your robbery. That means you were only unconscious. All I did was wake you up. By every god, I need to sit down. I spent so long digging up your grave, and then I had to climb out so my boots would be at eye level for you when you woke up. I thought I got lucky because it was a fresh grave and the dirt wasn't packed yet. But I got scammed into saving your life. I can never catch a break. This is so typical for me. You know, I was wondering why your coffin was so cheap. I should have known something was wrong when I saw it was plywood. Look behind you. You can see how flimsy it is. You might have even survived when you woke up. You might have been able to break it. Ugh, that's such a depressing thought. Listen, Wow. Now that I can see you up close, You look very strong. All those tears in your jacket. I can see the muscles poking through. Oh, oh my. You know, a lot of necromancers would be drooling over your dead body. You're a specimen, aren't you? Those bandits didn't happen to stab you, did they? I mean, are you bleeding out right now? No? Ugh, typical. Hey, can you just smile for me? Wow, you have all your teeth, huh? And your neck is really pretty. You look very, very strong. I bet you could carry all my loot out of the dungeon. How long were you in there? Oh, only an hour? Are you sure it wasn't 4 or 5 days? It couldn't have been easy to keep track of time in there. And you look so beat up. Do you want to lay down? Wait, don't crawl out of the grave. I haven't finished my question. And you're a good climber? This is so unfair. Okay, calm down. Calm down. No, I'm talking to me. I spend a lot of time alone. Have you thought about making pre-arrangements with a necromancer for when you die? I could draw up a contract for that beautiful body of yours. You're worth a fortune, you know. I'm just gonna reach over and measure your forearm with my fingers. Yeah, I'm just gonna get in your space for a moment. Oh boy. Wow. Wow. What was I doing? Any, illness in your family history? Sorry, my hands are very sweaty all of a sudden. No history of illness in your family. No, of course you don't. A specimen like you would never. You don't even have a concussion. I've never been so disgusted. And you're not feeling weak at all? If I tried to stab you in the kidneys right now, do you think you'd put up a fight? Of course you would, naturally. The living always fight back. Look, look, there's nothing in my hands. You're safe from me. I'm just a harmless little necromancer. You want food and water? Are you sure you need that right now? Okay, yeah. I have a raspberry tart and some cold coffee right here. There's also a bottle of champagne, but there's no point in opening it now. Wait. Hold on. I know you're hungry, but I need to know what I'm missing. You have to let me hear your heartbeat first. It's, a matter of ethics. It's not because I want to hear it. Yeah, I'll just press my ear up against... Oh, well, that's definitely alive and warm and strong. I haven't heard a heartbeat in a long time. Yours is very soothing, and your heart must be so big. Am I smitten? I can't feel my face right now. Well, I suppose you have other uses if you're not dead. Why don't you hitch a ride with me back to civilization? You can ride in my carriage. It'll be nice to talk to someone who's alive. How are your vocal cords feeling, by the way? I could rub them for you. You'll come? Great. I'm so glad you said yes. If you denied me, I might have lost my temper on you. And we don't want to start out that way. Come on, there's nothing left for me here. You can have your snack in the carriage. Oh, and you might as well tell me your name. Really? I was going to call you something else entirely. Ah, I'll just cuddle up to you a bit if you don't mind. Oh, that's lovely. The living are so warm. Oh, it's even better with your arm around me. You're very generous. Thank you. You know, I can't remember the last time someone held me. Your parents are dead? I'm sorry to hear that. I'm sure they resembled you, your features and other biological imperatives. And they're quite dead? For years, you say. Everyone having an adventure seems to have dead parents these days. I should have known. Where are they buried? That isn't very far from here. Thank you for telling me. Well, you've fallen right into my trap. Yes, you're my captive now. Congratulations. I will raise your parents, and you're coming with me, you fool. It sounds like a family reunion. I suppose it is. You don't mind that at all? I'm starting to think you don't have very good survival instincts. Did you walk up to those bandits and flash them the gold buttons on your jacket? I see. Well, this will be wonderful. You have a magnificent heartbeat. I could listen to it for days. It's settled then. I am quite the mastermind, if I do say so myself. I know some people will say we're moving too fast, but I can't wait to meet your family.